This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Daniel Dahman has bonded out of the Rout County Jail. He's the Steamboat Springs man accused of six felony counts of stalking. A search warrant at his home by Steamboat Police ended up with 13 firearms and thousands of rounds of ammunition. The professional surety bond was $25,000. Some stipulations include that Dahman is not allowed to possess or use firearms, weapons, or ammunition. No alcohol or drugs without a prescription. He can't leave the state. He agreed to comply with three protective orders. Dahman's next court date is August 24th. The hot summer weather has closed tubing and commercial operations on the Yampa River through Steamboat, but now there's a full-day voluntary fishing closure on the Yampa from the Chuck Lewis State Wildlife Area to the western edge of Steamboat Springs town limits. That's noon to midnight. The warm water is dangerous for the trout and the other fish. The Yampa Valley Community Foundation broke ground Wednesday night on a new building at 4th and Oak. Here is Executive Director Tim Wolgenant.
We're very excited to be breaking ground on this new building. I think it'll really make a difference in how we improve the way we serve the entire Yampa Valley, both Rout and Moffat counties.
The Yampa Valley Community Foundation provides leadership to raise funds in partnership with community members to support innovative programs that benefit the community. The $3 million raised for the new building was through donations with one $50,000 grant. The lot is 7,000 square feet. The building will be half that in a community farmhouse type style. The building's expected to be finished by October of next year. The four candidates for superintendent in the Steamboat Springs School District were in Olympian Hall at Howelson Hill last night to meet members of the community. They're in interviews all day with school board members and others. The board hopes to make a decision by Friday morning, but then contract details will need to be worked out. A Hayden resident has been reappointed by Governor Polis to the Board of Assessment Appeals. Amy J. Williams represents agriculture on the commission. Rout County United Way is collecting school supplies to fill backpacks for local students. It's the annual school supply drive. You can order from Amazon and have it shipped straight to the local United Way office. A link to what's needed is on their website. Look for Women United on the I Can Help tab. Steamboat Ski Resort has final approval to start work on a child care center, primarily for employees of the resort and the Steamboat Grand Hotel. The new child care center will be at the intersection of Walton Creek Road and Highway 40. The resort was awarded a grant by the Colorado Department of Human Services for the facility. I'm Shannon Lukens, first with local news, weather, and sports. Access at any time at KRAIRadio.com.